Good afternoon and welcome to RFM. Welcome to The Sound of Your Life. This is At Lunch and it's all made possible by VKB. I'm Cyril Viljoen with you. And Saul Plaik University's 7th graduation ceremony is set to take place on Saturday, 7 May. And more than 500 undergraduate and postgraduate students are set to receive their qualifications. And I'm going to be speaking to Saul Plaik University's Vice Chancellor, Professor Andrew Crouch, to find out more about the university's largest graduation ceremony to date. So, Professor, how many qualifications will be conferred at this year's graduation ceremony?
There will be a number of qualifications awarded, be it BSc, BA, BCom certificate in ICT, diploma in retail management, a certificate in translation, just to name a few. We will have a total of 571 students that will be receiving the undergraduate and postgraduate qualifications at this upcoming graduation.
Professor, are there any new programs that will have its first cohort of graduates crossing the stage?
There will be a number of new programs that where students will be graduating from, specifically in the postgraduate domain. The Bachelor of Education will be at Honours in Curriculum Study, being one. Postgraduate Diploma in Public Management, some Bachelor of Science Honours programs, particularly also to mention the Bachelor of Science Honours in Mathematical Sciences.
So since this is now the first face-to-face graduation in 2 years, what makes this ceremony special for graduates and what can they look forward to?
For our students, it has particular meaning in the sense that for many of them, they might be the first in their family to graduate from university. And just the idea of walking over the stage, receiving your diploma, and creating a prospect to succeed and to create a better future, not only for themselves, but also for the families that have sacrificed so much. And that in itself, I think, is for me inspirational. From a point of meaning for the graduate, it's a pivotal moment in their lives. For Saul Plaik, it's also a historic moment, not only from the point of view of having its largest graduating class, but coming out of COVID-19, where so many sacrifices had to be made, so many adjustments, for us to once again have a face-to-face graduation is indeed special.
So, Professor, lastly, I would like to find out from you, if we look at the young scholars aspiring to further their education, what type of encouragement would you like to give them?
Always be open to learning more and be a lifelong scholar. That's the first thing I would want to relay to them. They must also be reminded that this is just the start, really, of a long and exciting future for them. And to a certain extent, the university has provided them with a toolbox that will help them to make use of the opportunities that are presented to them on their future educational journey. So a graduate of Saul Plaik University should not think that this is the beginning or the end for them, but for them, it's really the start of a future journey where they will interact and engage not only with people around them, but with the communities that they are going to serve. So I encourage the young, bright minds to consider enrolling not only at this institution, but also at other institutions to be part of the lifelong learning process and that they become part of a learning community in action.
That was Saul Plaik University's Vice Chancellor, Professor Andrew Crouch, talking about the university's 7th graduation ceremony, which is also the first graduation on campus in 2 years. Welcome to At Lunch. I'm Cyril Viljoen with you, and this is, of course, made possible by VKB.